All right. So again, now we're going to focus more specifically on animal protein. As I mentioned before, animal protein is not necessary for human health at all. There is nothing that we obtain from animal protein that we cannot obtain in actually a healthier form from plant foods. All plant proteins are complete proteins. They have all of the essential amino acids. And not only that, it is not necessary to combine different plant proteins in order to get complete protein. All plant proteins are complete. Moreover, all protein is initially made by plants. Any protein found in animal sources is recycled plant protein. I have a lecture called Chemistry for Understanding Nutrition, focusing on protein. I encourage you to check out that lecture, and it'll go in great detail on those issues. Again, all animal protein, that includes red meat, poultry, fish, and dairy products, turns on cancer-causing genes in humans. Cannot emphasize that more aggressively. All animal protein increases risk for early death and all types of cancer and many chronic diseases, including heart disease, cancer, hypertension, autoimmune diseases, and so forth. All animal protein increases inflammation and oxidative stress and will accelerate aging. If you want to look young, nothing you can put on your skin is as important as what you put in your body. Inflammation and oxidative stress accelerate cancer growth and tumor spread and metastasis. Poultry, fish, dairy products all contain animal protein and will increase the risk for a wide variety of cancers. Now, people often ask, well, wait a minute, what about chicken? You know, I don't eat red meat, I just eat chicken. Well, this chart is meant to show you what has been done to chickens over the last 50 to 60 years. And it used to be that chickens were much smaller, more natural appearing animals. We now have chickens that go from a birth to market weight, and that is like, you know, 7 to 8 pounds or more in only 6 weeks. And many of these unfortunate birds are grow so fast that they outgrow the ability of their skeletons to support their body weight. But the thing that I need you to understand is that the growth stimulants that are naturally in that chicken's tissues are what are causing it to grow at such a massively accelerated rate, and that when you consume that animal, you are consuming those growth stimulants, which will then act on your own tissues and promote cancer development and other diseases. And so chicken in many ways is some of the most unnatural tissue that humans regularly consume because they have been bred to grow in such an abnormal fashion. The way a chicken will grow from hatching to, 8 or plus pounds in only 6 weeks is the equivalent of a human baby going from birth to a 200-pound, 6'5" man in less than 3 years. It's completely abnormal. And this looks at colon cancer as a function of daily meat consumption. And you can see that in those countries where people eat more meat per capita, they have a higher rate of colon cancer. Whereas in the countries on the left side of the graph that have a more plant-based diet, they have much lower rates of colon cancer. Well, then people always ask, yeah, but what about fish? Isn't fish somehow better and more healthy? Number one, the answer is no, because fish tissue is still animal tissue. But worse than that, aquatic animals have some of the most toxin-laden tissues that humans can consume. Fish and other aquatic animals breathe by continually filtering enormous amounts of water every day. And in the process of doing so, they absorb toxins, pollutants, heavy metals, and industrial and organic waste. These persistent organic pollutants, or POPs, metals and toxins are deposited into the muscle and fat of the fish, crustaceans, and mollusks. And because these animals often live and respire in very polluted waters, eating them is equivalent to eating the lungs from an animal that was raised in a coal mine. Nobody would choose to do that because they realize that those lungs would be filled with coal dust, tar, and all sorts of carcinogenic compounds. Well, the same thing is true of the tissues of these aquatic animals. Aquatic animals also have some of the highest tissue levels, again, of persistent organic pollutants, pesticide residues, heavy metals, and organic toxins, which have been linked to a variety of cancers. Also, their tissues are often laden with parasites. Then when you look at sulfur-containing amino acids, methionine and cysteine, animal proteins have much higher levels of the sulfur-containing amino acids, particularly methionine. Methionine is much more prevalent in animal tissues. Standard American diets have 5 to 6 times more sulfur-containing amino acids than plant-based diets. And this is just to show you where the sulfur atom is located in methionine and cysteine. Research has shown certain cancers are actually methionine dependent, meaning that the higher the level of methionine in the body, the faster and more readily these cancers can grow. And they often, because they often need extra or readily available amounts of this amino acid. Conversely, research has shown that depriving these cancers of methionine can actually slow and inhibit their growth. Plant proteins, by contrast, have lower amounts of sulfur-containing amino acids in general, and the predominant sulfur-containing amino acid in plant proteins tends to be cysteine more than methionine. But again, plant proteins have enough methionine to keep us healthy, but not so much that they promote accelerated aging and cancer growth. Studies have also shown that diets with elevated amounts of the sulfur-containing amino acids are also linked to higher risk of heart disease, diabetes, stroke, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NASH, and accelerated aging due to the fact that methionine, again, causes mitochondrial oxidative damage. Sulfur-containing amino acids are more prevalent in meat and animal tissues than plant tissues, and reducing intake of these amino acids can explain some of the observed health benefits of plant-based diets. Cysteine, being the more prevalent sulfur-containing amino acid in plant foods, also has a salutary and boosting effect on human immune function. Dairy protein is also, again, a potent carcinogen in adult humans. According to Dr. T. Colin Campbell, the author of the China study, he asked the question, what protein consistently and strongly promoted cancer? Casein, which makes up 87% of cow's milk protein, promoted all stages of the cancer growth process and should be avoided.